AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time right now to bring in Lark Trigstad with us for our Caregiver Corner program. And Lark, good morning to you.
How's it going?
Well, it's going terrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to see, there's a hummingbird on our sheet today. Man, they're so much fun to watch.
They are, and there's a slug of them on my front porch.
Oh, man. And see, we had never had a hummingbird feeder until this year. And
really? Good year to try it.
Oh, my goodness. They're everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Oh, and fun. So, yeah, hummingbirds, that's for speed, performance, and impressing the ladies. You just can't beat a hummingbird. Okay, Lark.
Yeah.
But you're going to tell me what this has to do with caregiving.
Yes, sirree, Tim, I am. And you know how we talk about caregivers taking a break to fill up their tank and take care of themselves? Or how a person who needs support gains it to carry on their journey to a better quality of life? That's what these hummingbirds in Iowa are doing right now. They're filling up their tanks so they can migrate south. Now, I'm not an authority, but I can tell you that there is a lot to be said about this type of bird. And furthermore, how a simple activity of watching the hummingbirds can be a complete diversion of thinking about anything else.
This article that you're referencing says these hummingbirds have mega brains. These mega brains that you're talking about, a hummingbird's brain makes up a whopping 4.2% of its weight proportionally. That's the largest of any birds. By comparison, our brain, 2% of our body weight.
Right. And, you know, inside that big brain is a veritable encyclopedia of important information. And studies have actually shown that hummingbirds can remember every flower they've ever visited, including on migration routes. So that's amazing. They can figure out how long to wait between visits so the flowers have time to generate more nectar. And they can even recognize humans and know which ones can be counted on to refill empty hummingbird feeders.
Oh, you're right. I think you're right. No other bird on earth can stunt fly like a hummingbird. They can fly forward, backward, hover, even fly upside down, and they do all of this so fast we can't even see it, beating their wings between 70 and 200 times per second. This power, precision, and agility allows them to reach speeds of up to 30 miles per hour while flying and 60 miles per hour while diving.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, so what else about hummingbirds? I also read an article entitled Life Lessons from Hummingbirds and Cancer. And the author, Doris, writes that sitting on her front porch watching hummingbirds is very interesting to her. They're tiny, they have fast wings, just like you said. And when they're feeding and another bird tries to come into the feeder, the challenge begins. The bird that's having its meal will fiercely defend its time and space, drinking the sweet nectar. And she writes that she's seen other hummingbirds come in and dive bomb the approaching bird to protect the one that's feeding.
And she continues, In my cancer treatment time, she says, I relied on those closest to me to behave like the hummingbirds. It was important for me to only have people around me who could be strong. I needed peace, tranquility, and time to focus on my children, my husband. I needed to find my purpose and my own way in this difficult and challenging time.
Yeah. And she finishes that her experience with cancer taught her many lessons, and that one of them is that we need to respect the fact that we are all different and respond appropriately. One way is not right and one way is not wrong, and we all have to find what works for us. She also learned that just like hummingbirds, she could be strong and at the same time rely on others to have her back when she needed to focus on something important.
And Doris finished her article by saying that she has not always been good at respecting others' differences. Receiving a cancer diagnosis is one of those times we all handle life in a different way. Her experience taught her a deeper respect for how we process challenges. Good story.
It is. And it's the hummingbird metaphor, so to speak, and lessons learned. So next time you look out the window and you see that hummingbird, maybe think of Doris or someone that you know that has been diagnosed with cancer and have their back.
Yeah. So, yeah, and allow them to have their space.
Exactly. Yep. That's it.
Yeah. Caregiving, it can be a challenge, can it?
Yeah, in all different capacities. If you're a neighbor, a friend, somebody at church, caregivers are in all of us. So, mm-hmm. And if you want more information about caregiving or to read stories like this or different aspects of caregiving, go to NorthIowaSageLink.com. Right there.
Right there. Hey, Lark, thank you very much for joining us again this
week. Yes. Well, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you. That's Lark Twakestead with us, and that's our Caregiver Corner program.